Hello, and welcome back to the Dirty 20 podcast. Before we begin, we would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land in which we perform upon, the Alakat Willin people of the Kulin Nations. We pay our respects to elders past and present and any First Nations people tuning in today. We would also like to acknowledge the people of the land you're tuning in from. Sovereignty was never ceded. This was, is, and always will be Aboriginal land.
And now, on with the podcast.
Well, hello there and welcome to episode 50 of the Dirty 20 podcast. How exciting. This is a milestone that we have been looking forward to for a while now. And I know technically we've released more than 50 episodes, but to have 50 episodes of the official campaign is super exciting. And it means the world to us that you've been along with us the whole way. This is a quick announcement to let you know that we will be on hiatus for a few weeks. So if you're listening to this episode on or around its release on June 31st, we will not have another episode for you for a little bit. But fear not. We recently got accepted into the New Zealand Webfest. We were an early selection, which is super exciting. And to apply for the Webfest, we actually had to make like a supercut of all of the best bits so far. That will be releasing very, very soon. So keep an eye out for that and you can have a listen through. Otherwise, we will see you in a few weeks. It's a very exciting time for the Dirty 20 podcast. And once again, we're so excited to have you with us. Okay, let's get into the episode. Charging across the bridge to little sister Archie, you misty step, and you, and then you rematerialize and you just start running. And
I pick up my dress.
Aye! As they turn around and start charging after you, Mace, you just rush past these two pirates. They don't even know you're there. And you see, you like hit one of them on the back of their head. It's like, what was that? And then you rush up next to Archie. We are in a chase. I need one of you to roll athletics.
9.
Okay, you match. So meets it, beats it, you actually win.
Oh! Hey. Oh.
You. What is your speed, Mace?
45.
45? 45?
Yeah, I'm a barbarian.
Holy moly, okay. Get to roll 5d10 then to widen the gap.
Holy shit.
Between the two of you. The gap is only 30 feet as well, thanks to Archie's misty step.
Oh my god. That is 34.
34.
Pretty good.
Whoa. So Archie, you appear on the bridge and you start running and then you just feel something like pick you up. And you just start rushing with you.
I'm just running, like it looks like I'm like kind of flying in the air.
Okay, I need you to roll a d20, Mace.
That is an 8.
8. You are charging forward. You just scoop Archie up and start running. And there are these carts that are still going like back and forth along this bridge. So there is an obstruction as this cart is like rolling towards you. I need you to make either a acrobatics or athletics check.
That is a 21.
21.
I think I just charge through it.
Yeah. Just charge straight forwards and you like reach out and just like literally shove the whole cart aside. And Archie, you hit the ground and you start running as well now.
So that's what it's like to be strong.
It's now your turn to roll athletics for me, Archie, please.
It's not my best. That'll be a 9.
Great. Okay, 19 for the pirates. They closed by 27 feet.
They did well.
They did very well. Roll the d20 for me, please.
8.
8. Same thing.
Oh, shit.
It is either an acrobatics or a strength.
Acrobatics.
Athletics for you. Go for it.
24.
24, nice. Talk to me about what this looks like as this card is rolling towards you. Stop them!
I do the most epic skid under the cart, nice. Like the whole way, and I just kind of don't stop, and I go, whoa, 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 stop, slow down, whoa, whoa, this is way better than I thought it was going to be.
Skid forwards, and you feel the wig of Countessa like fly off your head, and you just seize it and then pull it back on.
Indiana Jones style.
Still going.
You don't see this, but Mace leaps over the wagon, but yeah. No one sees it at all.
Okay, Mace, it's now your turn to roll athletics.
It's a 2 on the dice for a total of 8.
They rolled a 1. So
I'm very good at this.
I just don't get it.
So that is 24.
24.
And I rolled a 2 on the dice.
2 on the dice. Okay, so they need to roll on the events table. Let's see what happens. Yes, so you just come like charging through this big crowd of pirates as they're escorting this cart. And they like reach out and grab at you, but they just get knocked away by this invisible force. Like Archie, it's like something is just like, like just knocking them out.
Yeah.
Okay, they need to, the pirates that are chasing after you, just, what are you doing? Grab him, you idiots. Archie, you get to widen the gap as they're shouting. Oh, awesome. Oh, sorry, Macewood, you get to widen.
29.
Roughly how far across the dock are we? The bridge at this point?
The bridge, you're about a third of the way across.
Oh. Yeah, we got a long way to go.
Yeah. Long okay, Archie, bridge. It's now your turn to roll athletics. Shit. Love that.
God.
So there are a few crestfallen villagers coming across the bridge as well, and the pirates, they yell, like roar at them to get out of the way, and the villagers, they move to the side as they dig in. And make a little bit of ground on you. Okay, Mace, it's now your turn.
All right,
I say revolt, this, revolt!
Let's hope this one actually works. Hey, it's a 10 at least for 16.
16, yep, that beats.
Yeah! Nice.
20 feet.
With the villagers, as you shout to them, Archie, to revolt, revolt, they see these two people running away from the pirates, and they...
They see one person.
One person, sorry. One person running from the pirates, and this strange invisible force going with them, and then they are actually going to... They're going to try and stop the pirates.
Hey!
Hey.
Chasing you. The pirates take 13 points of bludgeoning damage as the villagers, they just like hit them with sticks and throw rocks at them.
Fuck yeah.
And they just start, oh, you fire! You know, just general.
Oh, wah!
Oh, wah!
Okay. Archie.
Let's do it, Archie. Do
come on!
Nat 20.
Give it to us.
Oh, 16.
The pirates got 24.
Bastards. Oh, what?
Bastards.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Okay, there's the bridge is just like chock full of villagers and pirates who are making their way across. I need you to make either a persuasion or intimidation check to clear this this crowd of people. As these pirates, they pull out like ropes and manacles and like their guns and swords and things and go to try and stop you.
I say, please get out of the way. I roll a 12.
A 12, okay, that's a fail. So the pirates get to close the gap again.
Oh, no.
I'm terribly out of breath.
Hot dice.
You're probably wearing like some kind of petticoat or something, right?
Okay,
and a corset.
And a corset.
Oh, fuck's sake.
19 for the pirates.
It's an 8 again.
Okay.
They're closing in, my friend.
I gotta stop hanging around Missy. She's smoking too much chill. They're smoking too much chill.
Missy hasn't had a hit in a while.
The villagers who attack the pirates are joining in the chase at this stage. They're running after
That's
them
awesome.
And trying to essentially impede their progress. And the pirates, they turn around and just start yelling at them, and they like fire off guns up into the sky to try and intimidate them and get them away. And they succeed, and the villagers, they like as soon as the gunshots go off, they just scream, and a lot of them hit the deck. And the pirates keep hot on your heels. They're 33 feet away from you.
I whisper into Charlie, yeah, very covert.
Okay, here we...
Charlie, Archie.
Yeah, I was like, wait,
okay, Charlie.
Charlie,
it's your go to roll.
Nat 20.
6. 13 for the pirates. Uh-oh. They could catch you. But you've just rolled snap opportunity, which means that roll a d4 for me.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
1.
Okay, so either you or Mace gets to take an action that you think will help.
Mace can take it.
Mace, what are you doing? You have 3 seconds.
Okay, Daunting Roar.
Okay, I'm going to give you a choice here, Mace.
Yeah.
As you turn around, just appear in the middle of the bridge as these two pirates, they stop in front of you, undaunted. You can drop out of the chase and face these pirates and let Archie get on unhindered. or you can continue running.
Go ahead, Archie. You're better at talking anyway. And I'm going to pull out my maul and just be like, no one's getting past here. There is a barbarian on a bridge.
Amazing.
Oh,
amazing.
Nice.
That's sick. Okay, so Archie, what do you say to Mace? As you?
I'll say, Mace, I'll miss you, Mace. I'll miss you.
I'm not dying.
I'll be sure to dig your grave myself.
Make sure it's deep.
These two pirates, they snarl at you as they like cock their pistols and draw swords. I'll get you to roll initiative. Mm-hmm. Back in the tavern. Last session, you gave the Dirty 20 to Shia to try and deceive Captain Morpheus. The highest roll I got was a 17 for Shia. Captain Morpheus sits back.
Well, that is a shame. I think we'll finish our drinks and we'll be going back to the ship, and you'll be coming with us. Ow. Esteemed crew member.
I stand up behind the bar. That won't be necessary.
I didn't realize we had guests. And who might you be?
A guest. I'm one of the people that arrived on that boat.
Are you now?
He stands.
What might I call you?
Rizzy's just fine.
Come take a seat.
I slip around the side of the bar. And I sit.
Amanda gives you a thumbs up.
Check.
Downing a bottle.
Yeah.
She'll have your back.
I sit close to the chair closest to the door.
Yeah. Sits back down.
Shaev, would you fetch Rizzy here a drink?
Shaev clears her throat.
Of course.
He stands. Comes back with a tankard of ale.
So, you're the one responsible for all of this nonsense.
Yeah, you could say that. Mm. Or you could say that you were the one responsible since you decided to come into this town.
Mm. Have you heard there is a philosophy being talked about? That criminals and the crimes they commit are a representation of everything wrong with the society in which they live. I like to think that what I am exercising here is a representation of something far bigger. Now, since you've been hiding there behind that bar, you would have heard me say that I like these people. But unfortunately, the Empire has taught us that the strong take from the weak. I'm just playing the game.
Wow, so you really are just part of the problem.
Yes.
And you treat people you like in a really, really funny way.
Only when I am forced to.
Sure.
The people in those cages. That's not my fault. That's all you. Because you killed a lot of my crew.
Oh,
a lot of people who I liked a lot.
Didn't I?
So tell me, do you think that is worth 200. innocent lives in the bottom of the ocean. Food for Rorlock. Rizzy.
I would say no, but I also don't think you're going to be able to go through with that plan.
You are alongside Zodza, this Harangon who is bandaging up these pirates as you hear the cages being placed onto these boats.
Surgeon Zodza, what is happening with those people?
They're going to be drowned.
What?
Aye, they're going to be drowned.
Sir, you're a doctor. You made a pledge, formal or not, to do no harm.
Aye, that I did.
And you're gonna allow this?
Look at me. Takes off his glasses. I'm one man. I'm one man standing against a crew of very nasty pirates. I don't know how to fire a gun. Don't know how to use a sword. I don't want this to happen. But I think it's going to anyway.
Sometimes one person is more capable than you think. I look down to my bag and I say, I'm running out of bandages and some splints and stuff. Do you have an office on the ship that I can grab some stuff from?
I do. Follow me.
I follow behind. I'm getting the bag and I give it just like a little shake.
Yeah. One of the cages is put down on one of the skiffs as the pirates go back to another one.
I think what I'm going to do is I've got the spell Disguise Self. Mm. Says I can make myself a foot shorter than I am, mm-hmm. and can change into anything as long as I've got the same arrangement of limbs.
Mm-hmm.
So we've discussed on this podcast that I am tiny as a person.
Yeah.
If I made myself a whole foot shorter than I already am,
mm-hmm.
and changed myself to be a cat, which has the same similar arrangement of limbs.
Yeah.
Like, I could have the arrangement of a cat, but then I keep, like, and see Fraser looking something up on his laptop.
Yeah.
A cat that walks upright?
But the thing is, I could move like a cat. I don't need to be transformed into a creature.
That's true.
That's a very cheeky way to get around a higher level spell. Yeah.
arrangement of limbs.
Who needs alter self?
Yeah.
This is a different... You're thinking of a different spell here. You can make yourself look like a cat person.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm already a small creature.
Yeah.
If I'm a foot shorter, I would be like 30 centimeters tall.
Oh.
Yes, but the spell doesn't allow you to change your size. A cat, by the rules of D&D, is a tiny creature.
Yeah.
So you can't move down.
No. It's an illusion. If someone investigates it, they can still see that I'm not that size. But okay. I can look like I'm a foot shorter.
Like a
shorter
big cat.
Than. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I do is I kind of turn myself into what Smelly Belly would potentially look like as a cat person.
Horror just falls over Smelly Belly's
face. She's been with me the whole time, by the way. She watches with wide eyes and soft hisses as I change into the mirror of her, but with a coat, with a jacket and pants.
What I like to do is, as I'm grabbing stuff off the shelves and I open the bag, and I sort of lean in to put stuff in, and I want to whisper to Imelda mm-hmm. when I'm in there. I say, I'm going to leave the bag here, where no one's looking, get out, put as many swords, guns, anything into the bag. If I don't come back soon, take the bag, jump off the ship. Dog will look after you.
That's me.
Shit. And I close the bag and I put a bunch of stuff over my shoulder. Let's get back to it. These people need help.
You leave the surgeon's office and Imelda, this little furry cat's head, pokes out of the bag.
Aww.
This cat still has like a weird, like shadowy afro around it. A strange sort of like line of square.
I'll just give a quick rule for like how bag of holding works. I did look this up on our break.
Mm-hmm.
An average sword weighs about 2 pounds.
Okay.
And the bag of holding can carry up to 500 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Good.
You can arm an entire force.
Yeah. Great.
And the bag never weighs more than 10 pounds.
Yep.
Okay. Amazing.
So I think the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little investigation around this room that I'm in mm-hmm. to see if it's a medicine cabinet, could I find things that could be used as weapons? They might necessarily be weapons, but could be used. Might as well grab everything we can.
Make an investigation check.
Could also just be like health potions and stuff here.
Yes. Yep.
Can Dahl give the help action?
Dahl comes out and just like flicks his head around as this beak just like clatters a bit.
It's like it's hanging off like the tape.
The tape's come off a bit.
Smelly Belly's like clinging to his head and just hasn't taken her eyes off of you this whole time. The dog just lanky feet comes out of the bag.
Okay, investigation.
Yep, with advantage. Help the dog.
Yeah, what do you need that advantage? Oh, great! So that is a 21.
Wow. Ooh. Okay. You find, I mean, there are things like, there are all kinds of like surgeon implements. There are scalpels. There's like a couple of knives here and there that you grab. You also find 3 potions of healing.
Ooh.
And there's also a letter that you find. And the letter is addressed to someone called Suea. And basically, it's from Zodza, and it seems to be him apologizing to this person, saying things like, "I shouldn't have done this. I made a terrible mistake by coming here, but know that I did it to protect you, my love."
I think I'm gonna pocket the letter, just as something potentially to use if we could. So, since I've done a clean round of the room. This is the scary bit, where I'm going to kind of nod at Dog and sort of push Smelly Belly gently back into the bag.
Yep.
I'm going to hoist the bag onto my back. And I'm going to press my ear to the door and hear if I can hear any movement going on outside.
Make a perception check.
That's a 7.
Sounds okay.
Plus nothing?
You said so fast, it sounds okay. Fuck, okay.
You hear the sound of the ship.
All right. Well, here goes. Is the gap in the door low enough that I could just sneak under it without having to open
sneak
it?
Sneak under the gap in
Can
the door.
Can I? Enough. I'm tight. All right, fine. Fuck it. All right. I open the door very tiny. Just sort of like stick my eye in the slit.
Yeah. You're looking into the lower hold.
Mm-hmm.
Crates, barrels, a few hammocks. Look around. Seems okay.
Now, the last time we visited the ship, we made it 2 stories down, right?
Mm.
There was the cannons layer, and then there was the animals layer. Neither of those did I spot any weaponry or anything. It wasn't like an armory.
No, yeah, you didn't come across an armory on your last trip, but you have a... I'll give you, like, advantage and things to essentially investigate where you could find one.
Okay, I think that's probably what I will do is I will sneak out the door, close it behind me.
Remember, you can use bardic inspiration.
Fat pirate with a huge beer belly just comes...
I close the door.
Walking around and he...
I close the door!
Sees the door closed.
Duh! I sneak into the bag. No! Oh, fuck.
Zodza.
The door swings open.
So I would have put my bag in a corner, shadowy corner, and stuck into it.
You wait.
I'm so constipated right now.
And you suddenly jostled around inside the bag. And you peek up through the flap, and this pirate is like looking straight down at the bag of holding. Back on the bridge, at the top of the round is one of these pirates as he cracks his neck and he lunges in and is going to make 2 attacks against you.
They have both already taken some damage.
With his longsword, yes, they have. They have from the villagers. The first was a 19 on the dice. The second will miss with 7.
Yeah, 19 hits, definitely.
All right. You take 10 points of slashing damage as he carves across you. It is now your turn. That would be full damage as well. You haven't raged yet.
I will rage.
Okay. Isha.
Isha roll.
I know, Isha roll.
Yeah.
Pull out my maul. I rage, so I just like scream in their faces. And I'm going to take a hit against the guy who just hit against me. I'm going to do it reckless.
Yep.
17 plus 7, so it's going to hit.
Yep.
12 damage to him, and I move him 5 feet closer to the side of the bridge with my crusher feet. That is a 14 to hit.
14 does not hit.
Okay, no worries.
Okay. So the second attack is parried as the other pirate steps up and raises a pistol.
He's
going to shoot you. That is going to be an 18 to hit.
That hits, because my braces are broken.
Damn. You take 6 points of piercing damage, reduced to 3. So you feel a bit of metal embed itself in your shoulder.
Ow.
Archie, you arrive on the island on Little Sister itself.
I'm just gonna book it for the tap house.
Yeah, cool.
I'm just gonna run for the tap house.
Yep, so you just start running. I'll get you to make a stealth check.
24.
Nice. Okay, you book it around the side of a building, just press yourself up flat against the wall as the pirates just... They charge by you, and you peek out, and you look, and you see that they're gone. And then you just start like investigating all of the buildings that you go by, looking for the tap house.
And when I was hidden, I'm going to take off Countess's. I'm going to de-Countess her.
Yeah.
And shove the outfit into my bag.
Yep. Sure. Yeah. So you climb up this island, following this path up. And you come to this big circular stone building that says Sister's Tap House.
I'm just going to walk straight up.
Yep, okay. Yep. Walk straight up. The door swings open. And you're looking into a very rowdy tap house. There are pirates everywhere drinking and shouting. And you see Horold and the crew have been tied up at the back of the tap house and are being terrorized by the pirates. They're like pouring ale on them and just shouting at them and making jokes. And you also see there's a man in what looks like sort of like mercenary's armor with this sort of big white cloak draped around him. He looks like he's passed out on the table itself. And as the door swings open, a few of these pirates, they drunkenly sort of stare and look over towards you.
And the whole crew is there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just gonna yell out, Captain Tomark! Hello! Captain Tomark!
Doesn't seem to respond.
Can I try and make my way towards him?
Yep, I fear the pirates like, oi! You look familiar.
I don't know where you would have seen me. Just on a bit of a mission here. If you just give me 1 second, I'll be with you very shortly.
No, you look awful familiar. We drew up some posters of some people who came into the bay yesterday.
Oh, who drew those? Those were great. good illustrations. Just look, I promise. Just give me 1 second. And I'm trying to, like, as I'm talking to them, slowly, like, maneuver around to get to lay a hand on Captain Tomark.
Yeah, they, like, one of them was, oi! Grabs your shoulder and says, look at me when I'm talking to you, mate. We're going to come back to Mace. It is the first pirate's turn.
Yep, they've got advantage now.
They have advantage. Reckless. Okay, thank you. 22
that
to
hits.
Hit. And second strike is going to be a 15 to hit.
Just misses.
Okay, nice one. 4 points of slashing damage reduced to 2 from the longsword strike. It is now your go.
I am going to grab him and shove him off. So I'm going to use a contested athletics check to grapple him.
Yep.
And then I'm going to use 15 feet of my movement to push him off the bridge.
Okay.
If I can, I succeed, which I have advantage on.
19.
But that is, it's just a contested athletics, right?
Yep.
The 23.
Oh, nice. So there's like this Herculean like tussle between you two as he like tries to dig his feet in. But the sheer power of Mace is you just like rush him over to the side of the bridge. And then you like push him back over the ropes, and then you're like pushing and pushing, and then you feel like a couple of villagers, they run to your side and they grab his legs and help you tip him over.
Bye-bye!
And I've turned around at the pirate and go, do you want to go this side or the other side? Because it's going to happen to you. Or you could walk away.
Fuck you.
Aims his levels his gun at you. He is now going to take a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to completely miss with a 5 on the dice.
No worries.
The shot goes errant.
I'm going to sprint towards him.
Archie, you're at the top of the round as these sort of 6 pirates are like crowding around you. There are more pirates in the room, but they seem less interested in picking a fight and more interested in watching.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do, just because I think it looks cool. Yep. I'm just going to slap him in the face.
Yeah?
Incredible.
Okay.
I'm just going to slap him. And then wink at him.
Okay.
Confusing.
He like leans back and is going to punch you.
Okay, so when he hits me, I'm going to use my Misty Escape. And teleport right behind Captain Tomark.
Yep.
And I know this is taking like a few turns, but as soon as I teleport behind him, I'm going to touch him and just very slightly use a cantrip to shocking grasp him. Just to like shock him awake.
Okay. So you cast Misty Escape as a reaction.
Yep.
Correct. Okay, you do take 4 points of bludgeoning damage from the punch.
That's okay.
As you hit. You come over here and then you just shocking grasp. I'll get you to make a medicine check.
8.
Okay. Tomark, he wakes up sort of drunkenly and like rolls over and like looks at you. Still, like he is wasted.
Okay.
As he like glances up at you.
I slap him in the face a little bit. Captain Tomark, mate, time to wake up. I really need you. Mr. I need
Archie.
Your help.
Harold is shouting, and you can see he's like struggling with his ropes. And then one of the pirates just like slaps him in the face and then pours ale in it. Mr. Archie.
One moment, Harold. I shake Captain Tomark and I look, Captain, I know who you are. I know what's happened to you. If you want a chance to avenge your son's death, here is the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Make a persuasion check. This will be the last thing you can do this round.
Yeah. Fair enough. 17.
How do you know about my son?
And then you feel these hands on your shoulders. It's just pulled backwards. And you... Oh, my God. I'm just going to roll for mob rolls here.
But gee, you're about to get hoit.
You take a total of 12 points of bludgeoning damage. Yeah, as you're pulled back and just... these pirates just start laying into you as you hear the crew just shouting out for you. It's, just leave him alone! Get your fucking hands off him!
I suppose you have friends then. That right?
Yeah, where would I be without my friends?
Well,
raises his gun, levels it at you.
I grab my earring, and I just say, like under my breath, Amphlea, help me. And I cast Sanctuary on myself.
Okay.
So Morpheus has... Morpheus?
Morpheus.
Morpheus.
Morpheus has to do a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
If he fails, what is it?
He rolled a total of 13.
So he failed.
Okay.
He can't attack me. He has to choose a new target or lose the attack.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Okay. So he levels his gun at you and says, it's going to be an awful shame when they find you dead. And then there's like this strand of wool that just falls down from nowhere in particular. And it just sort of like drapes across his gun.
Just cock my head.
And then he, as shy of steps in front, says,
there's no need to do this, Morpheus. Maybe not to her.
Shyev staggers backwards and like clasps her shoulder and she hits the bar and then just slowly sits down. And then Morpheus looks to you and says,
I'm going to drown the villagers unless you tell me one thing. Where are your friends?
Guess.
Aims his gun at Shyev again.
I shove him backwards.
Telekinetically shove him back. The gun goes off again. As he goes back, and then you see this hulking barbarian turtle just...
Shyev, get out of here!
Shyev, like stands up, and then this turtle, like, brings up his flail and spins it around, and then there's the sound of a crossbow bolt as he is caught in the neck, and then he reaches up and pulls it out, and then turns around and looks back to the bar.
God.
And says, that keep on changing for the soul. And then Amanda reaches down and just grabs Shia with this insane strength that only Mace felt
incredible
hours ago. Just pulls Shia up over the edge of the bar, and then starts rushing over to the trap door. And then she calls to you as well. You're coming with us too, love. She aims her crossbow at the turtle.
She's just incredible.
And I'm like, I love you, Amanda. And I just, as I turn to sprint away, I just point a finger at Morpheus and I say, something cool.
That's what you say, something cool.
Something cool.
He goes, what?
You're going to face the consequences of this.
Okay. My father hears about this.
I like the idea of
pausing time to allow Rizzy time to think.
Literally, I'm like, wait a minute. And I cast Sacred Flame, so do a dex saving throw.
Okay. Sure thing. That's a 4 on the dice. So
excellent. Right. He just takes 11 points of damage.
Yep. Okay. So he's distracted by the Sacred Flame. A couple of the other pirates, they shout at you and draw their swords as you rush over to the trapdoor with Manda and Shyev, and you go downstairs as Shyev says to Valinir, we need to get out of here now. Now! As Valinir stands up and she is like, she grips her amulet and then looks at you three coming down, and then she says, okay, we can go out the back entrance. Let's go. You hear.
Excellent.
The sound coming over towards the trapdoor. What are you going
to
do?
Okay, I'm going to cast Mage Hand to keep the door.
Okay, make a strength check.
Shut. 13.
13. So the trapdoor, it lifts up briefly, and then your Mage Hand, it just catches it and pulls it back down.
Excellent. We just run. And then my Mage Hand will be there until it runs out of range, which is 30 feet.
You watch as Valinir and Manda are pulling aside these boxes and revealing this thin, narrow corridor that seems to lead somewhere as the trap door.
Okay.
And then you turn over your shoulder just as it's ripped back and the Mage Hand disappears and this turtle comes charging down as you pile into this exit. Dr. Missy, what are you doing with Zodza as you are now above deck and heading back down to the docks? You see another cage is being moved towards the skiffs.
So I summon Professor Hand, or I might have had him out the whole time, just helping to patch up stuff.
Yep.
And I say to Zodza, I say, you know this isn't right.
Of course I do. Of course I know this isn't right, but I don't have a...
You don't have a choice?
No, I don't.
I put my hand on their shoulder. And I say, you always have a choice. Always. And I cast heroism on them.
Okay.
Mechanically, that just means they're immune to being frightened.
Yeah.
And they get some temporary health points.
Zodza looks at you. We can help these people.
Who has the keys to the cages?
Follow me. Leads you down into the salt wharf. And we are back down below deck in the surgeon's office. And you see the pirate, this big fat pirate, is kind of, he's looking back and forth. And you get the sense he's not supposed to be here. He shouldn't be in the surgeon's office, but he's just spotted a shiny bag.
Can I do one thing?
Pirate, yeah?
When I feel myself being jostled, and in that space when I've seen him and before he looks down and sees me, I am going to cast a stinking cloud.
Yeah, okay.
So what happens is a 20-foot radius of sphere of yellow, nauseating gas centered at the point within rage. So I kind of look at Smelly Billy and go, and do it like it's coming from this bag.
Yeah.
Like he opened it and the smell is coming from this bag. Yeah. And
the Smelly Billy just fart.
Yeah, Smelly Billy just kind of looks at her anus like, I didn't know I had that power. Yeah, each creature that is within the crowd at the start of its turn has to make a constitution saving throw against poison.
Yep, okay. That
so speed
is
a con 14.
11.
Okay, so it fails. So in on a fail save, the creature spends its action that turn retching and reeling.
Incredible.
It staggers backwards and just starts retching in the side of the room as this stinking green cloud just emanates out of the bag as it falls to the ground and Smelly Billy. What are you doing now?
I think what I'm going to do is, if it's a cloud, I am going to... Has he stumbled out of the room?
No, he's still in the room, but he's leaning against one of the walls for support.
Is he facing us?
He is more or less facing you still, yeah. But he is retching and reeling.
Okay, what I'm going to do is, this is the moment, I'm just going to sneak out of the bag, grab it, and run around the corner.
Okay.
I'm going to try and do it stealthily.
Can't do anything.
Yeah, I'm going to say he notices you, but you do make an escape. So he's like, oi, oi, you.
Okay.
Kid. As you rush into the hold.
Okay, so here I've got to work really fast. I think I'm immediately trying to make for like a shadowy corner in the hold.
Yep.
And what I'm going to do, I think given that the other two levels I've explored, could I make an investigation check to be like, given what I've seen of the ship, where would I think the weapons hold would be?
Yeah, I'm just going to say that over the next few minutes, you can just spend it sort of exploring the ship. But you are going to be under constant threat of this pirate who is now, eventually when he shakes it off, is going to be looking for you. So Amalda, you like look around at everything and smell your belly just next to you. And then you,
Hi, come back here!
I'm going to like...
Start moving.
I'm going to make for the... I knew there was like a central sort of staircase. Yep. I think I remember last time. So I'm going to make for that.
Yep.
And I'm just going to...
the staircase and just...
I'm on one
you
of
can
the
also
top
deploy
bits.
Dog. If you ever need to.
Oh, bless, I will. Thank you. So I'm on the top, one of the top levels right now?
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah.
Okay, like so I wouldn't, I could easily discount the levels above me in mm-hmm. terms of a weapon hold.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start circling down, really, and then just kind of like peeping through every level as I pass it.
Yep. So you open the door to the next level down here above you.
Get back here!
This pirate coming down the stairs, and you burst into this this level down, and you just like there's plenty of places to hide, and kind of outwit this guy, and you're looking around, and you open up doors and things. You hear him coming. I'm going to need you to make a stealth check.
An 11.
Okay. His eyes still watering from the stinking cloud. He like looking around for you, and you just crouch down behind a box, and you just like hold your mouth, and you hold Smelly Belly's mouth as well. She's just got her eyes.
Smelly
wide.
Belly holds dog's mouth.
Yeah. Smelly Belly holds dog's mouth. And then this pirate just hasn't found you, and then you like rush back towards the stairs, and you
keep running down.
Go down again. Okay. You come down into the place below. You think that's the armory. You see there's like this big, it's like this big iron door with like cages, and you sort of like you peer through the bars itself, and you can see that there are rows of like swords and muskets and like all kinds of different things.
But it's behind the door.
The door
with bars.
It's locked.
Okay. Here is what I'm going to do. It's going to be really loud though, isn't it? Is there any way I can slip through the bars? Am I small enough to slip through it?
You can do... this is going to be great. Squeezing is a thing. So you can squeeze through a space that is one size smaller than you.
I'm a small creature.
Yep, so I will let you squeeze through, but it is going to take time. As you hear... But you're going to make a decision now.
Okay, I'm going to squeeze through.
Okay, you start... squeezing through. You hear the door open to the lower level. It's just squeezing and you're reaching... And Smelly Belly is like behind you, like pushing you, trying to push you.
Rubbing butter on you.
Bark. As you're pushing, and then, oi, get over here. We're gonna cut over to Mace.
Oh my god.
Okay, we're at the top of the round. That pirate has gone into the water. It's just you and this other pirate, but you see there are more coming up as these villagers are like standing next to you, and they're holding sticks, and they.
Fuck you, this is our town!
And they rush forward and they like collide with these pirates on the bridge, and they're holding them back for a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to... I'm going to basically just fuck this one up very quickly and then try and then run.
Yep.
So, first attack. Reckless, by the way.
Yep.
They're a 19 and an 18 on the dice, so they both hit.
Both will hit.
I'm just going to roll attack again. A natural 20 on the next one.
Ooh,
so
nice.
I'm just going to roll damage.
Hell yeah.
I just thought of something cool to say.
17.
Damn it.
Say it now. Say it. Yeah.
What do you whisper under your breath as you're like squeezing through this secret passage?
Oh, I should have said, you're a coward message. And the universe doesn't like cowards.
Oh, that would have been really cool.
Yeah, no, Amanda.
Total of 40 damage.
40 damage.
From both attacks.
Holy shit.
Okay. That is enough to hit. Not dead, but this pirate just. Oh, okay. All right.
That also would have put him, because I hit him twice, it would have moved him 5 feet each time, so he's probably like leaning
against the ropes.
Incredible.
Like literally on the ropes, like, oh, just, okay, that's enough.
Have you learned from what you've done?
I've learned my lesson, trust me.
I poke his nose, I go, boop.
No pirating.
And I run off.
Okay. We're back in the tavern. Archie, what are you doing? Is these pirates, you're like tussling with these pirates. It's just you with like
fisticuffs. As I'm getting beaten up, I'm not even paying attention to them. I'm just staring at Captain Tomark, and I say, listen, Captain, I know you're not in the best headspace at the moment, but you need to listen to me. The town is on the edge of revolt, but we need your help. Look, I understand that you're grieving. I lost someone as well, very, very close to me. And it turned me into a coward, and I was a coward for a lot of years, and I became a very sad person. But look, we need your help. You are the captain of the Badgers, the protectors of Bridgetown. So, are you going to help this town and not be a coward? What would your son prefer for a father? A coward or the protector of Bridgetown?
He sits there swaying in his seat, and one of the other pirates who's just been watching comes over and sits down next to him and puts a big tankard of ale in front of him and says,
better just to drown those sorrows, Captain. Your son's not coming back.
I'm going to let you make a persuasion check and set the DC for this pirate to try and essentially persuade. Yeah, so it's a contested persuasion check, if you like.
Come on, Archie.
My hands are sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Archie!
Fuck, 14.
14. Okay, here we go for the pirate. Not great charisma. In fact, a modifier of 0.
Great.
The pirate rolled a 15.
Oh my god!
While Captain Tomark doesn't drink from the tankard, he just stares at it and then looks at the pirate and then looks over to you, Archie, and says,
I lost my son.
Excuse me, where is the tap house?
You hear the sound of someone running. I'll give you a turn now. You can take, because that would have counted as an interaction and your bonus action, I'll say. I'll give you an action.
Fuck.
Okay. Is the crew further than 10 feet away?
Yeah, they're about 20 feet.
Okay, I'm just going to cast Thunderstep.
Okay. That would affect all of the pirates, right?
Yeah, anything within 10 feet.
Yep, that'll be all of them. They failed the save as well.
Hey, all right. 3 sevens.
Holy
shit.
Sevens.
They take 21 points.
Oh my god.
Of
that's great.
Thunder damage.
Yep, and the thunder is heard from 300 feet away.
Mace, you hear that.
Oh, there it is.
The windows of the tap house just blow out, and all of these pirates are thrown across the room as they throw, like, lean back on the bar and like thrown against the wall. You like fuck them up real bad, and you arrive in front of Harold, and he looks up at you and says, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Archie. I'm so sorry. I fucked up."
No, Harold, it's all right. It's all right. It's not your fault, Harold. I give him a little kiss on the forehead.
And then the door slams open. And the light silhouettes this big, hulking Leonin barbarian.
Archie, do you need help?
Oh, Mace, I'm so happy to see you.
And then I see Harold tied up.
Who the fuck did this?
So good.
And Shai was like, don't draw attention to yourselves.
Impossible. Impossible. Yeah. Have it any other way. Okay, Mace, you have your action now.
I am going to charge in and just try and attack as many as possible.
Okay.
Oh my god, that was a natural 1 and a 19. That's so reckless. 25 damage for the first hit.
Holy shit, are they dead?
I should have given them an attack, so they will get an attack, but you just took out two of them with those strikes.
I'm angry.
So you As they come in and attack you, you will take for 8 reduced to 4 points of bludgeoning damage. So they just start like punching at you, but then you just retaliate and knock like 2 of them clean out.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first attack. Go again.
Second attack. Natural 1 again, but a 17. So nice. Thank God I'm doing reckless.
Yep.
And that is 10 damage.
10 damage. Okay. That's enough to take out another one of them.
And I'll go,
Archie, quickly untie them.
I'm trying.
You managed to get, I'll say, like 5 of the crew free, and you're like struggling with a few of the other knots as the crew stand up. And they rush over to the pirates that have just been taken out, and they draw the blades from the pirates. Rizzy, as you're...
Oh, my God.
Like, shimmying your way down this secret corridor, and you hear the sound of... And you, like, there's bullets, like, ricocheting
down
the
corridor
towards you.
Okay.
What's your armor class?
A 17.
17. Okay. That will...
But I still have Sanctuary, so...
Oh, true. Okay, so he can't actually target you.
Well, he can, but Wiz save.
Wisdom save. Yeah, thank you. He fails that.
Great.
So, yep, the bullet comes clean down, and you hear Amanda go, ah!
Sorry, Manda.
Oh, it's all right, love.
She's got at least 100 HP.
So. Yeah. No, she's immortal.
You all come out to the mouth of this. You break out into like a lower part of the island,
mm-hmm.
And there's fresh air, and it's raining still. What are you doing now?
I cast, first of all, Emboldening Bond amongst us three.
Yep.
And then I have... Shive, where do we go?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Where are your friends?
They're scattered all across the island.
That's
They're on Sister Island.
Valinir speaks up. We need to get down to the Salt Wharf, right?
Yeah.
We need to help those villagers.
Save the villagers. But, Shive, wait. And then I cast Cure Wounds.
Okay.
All right. You feeling better?
Fucking asshole. Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Okay, great. Let's go.
Okay. So you start running down as you like pass by the hill, and then you see the door to the Shallows. It slams open, Captain Morpheus and the Barbarian come running down after you. You hear the sound of gunfire ricocheting out.
God.
Let's do a quick chase here. So I'll get you to make an athletics check for me.
Wow. Okay. 13.
13. Okay. They rolled a 17.
Okay.
So they will close the gap by 12 feet. I'll say you have about 50 feet as a starting gap.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You rush down into the town itself, and you're like, weaving through these big buildings and things, and this, like, beam between two buildings, like, just comes out of nowhere. I need you to make a athletics or acrobatics check.
Okay, absolutely. 3.
3. Oh, no. They're going to roll to close.
Oh, my God.
As you stagger underneath this beam.
Ah, I'm too tall.
God, I'm so tall. Roll for Manda, and you can add 3 to roll.
That's a natural 1, but it's 4.
Natural 1 for 4. Or... What? Yeah, you know, that's a 12 for Morpheus. They get to
going
roll
badly
to close. 9, and that is a 13. So they close. They're 7 feet away.
Oh my God!
Holy fuck!
Okay. Roll a d20 for me.
18 again.
18. Okay.
Is that their instruction, or is that?
No, that's for that's for you. So I'll get you to roll for Manda, and you can add 2 to this roll.
6.
6. They catch up to you.
Yes. Yep.
You like Amanda like staggers into this square, and you look around, and there's nowhere to go.
Fuck.
There are no alleyways out of here, and you just sort of step back as Morpheus, he steps into the square and
shame. Damn shame.
Loads up his gun, and then Valinir steps forward, and she draws these blades. Shive, she sort of steps forward as well, and Manda just cracks her neck, and then
her knuckles crack, and the air around her fist just goes like
yeah,
and she just like flicks off her cloak and just raises her fist.
Wait, Manda's a dragon, right?
Manda's a dragon.
Ancient gold dragon.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much for you to realize, Rizzy, this is going to be a fight that you will lose.
Yes, absolutely.
You were fighting with two commoners. Like, Valinir seems capable, but it's just you two. Zorn,
but Manda's got the Manda's spirit.
Manda's amazing. He's
got this that's under all. Control. The barbarian steps up and swings the flail around. Rizzy, that is going to be a 19 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, you take 11 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh my god!
From the flail. And
holy cow, that's bad.
You roll backwards, and then Manda steps in front of you, and just like draws her fist back and punches the barbarian across the jaw. Takes 4 points of bludgeoning damage and just smiles at her. These two other pirates come into the square as Morpheus is just like pacing around, just late in these big like wide lazy circles.
Ew.
And he draws another gun and looks at you and says,
"Rizzy, Rizzy, Rizzy. Seems like such a waste. You would have made a fine crew member."
Levels his guns at you, and it is now Valinir's turn. Valinir looks at these two, and she grips her amulet. She pulls it up to her face. I'll get you to make a perception check for me.
Oh, okay. 15?
15. You hear her say, "I wish we were somewhere else."
No way.
No way.
You just cast wish spell?
Dr. Missy, as Zodza comes through and he points at this group of pirates, one of them has the key and he's like opening up the cage and then slams it shut and then locks the cage.
How many cages are there that have people?
There's quite a few. There looks like at the moment there's like loads on the wharf, but at the moment there are only four that are full and two are loaded up.
All right, I'm gonna go to Zodza and say, just distract that fella for just a second. I got a plan.
All right. He wanders up to him and says, "Oi, when was the last time you had your vegetables? You look like you got scurvy."
And I'd like to get Professor Hand to sneak in behind and grab.
Okay, make a sleight of hand check.
May I use the dirty gently 20 for
cut.
This?
Yep.
Yes, I am. Just rolled the same thing on the dirty 20 for the first time.
Is that
time.
Two twos?
Yeah, so we're currently on a roll of four.
A roll of four.
22.
Oh.
16.
16, okay. Professor Hand goes in and then just... Like retracts and then looks over at you and just gives like a really tentative thumbs up. and then like wiggles his fingers and then pulls back and then goes in again. Tink, and gets the key.
Nice.
Shoots back towards you. Catch
I grab it. So there are two on the boat already.
Yes, there are two on the boat and there are two being loaded. One is loaded, another one's...
I'm going to walk over to those ones and be like, "I'm sorry, you don't know me, I'm Dr. Missy. I need to examine these people before you let them board. I mean, you don't want sick people."
"Who the fuck do you think you are?" One of the pirates. "No, he was working with Zodza before. Let him on."
I hop on, is there anyone in those that I recognize, any of our crew that like...
No.
All right.
None of your
people. I just sort of like gesture someone forward and I'm like checking their glands and stuff like that. I just say, Just look ahead. Don't worry about anything. I'm going to pass you a key to the cage. All right?
And look at you. Okay.
What you're going to do is you're going to unlock it.
Yeah.
Nice and quiet, and then pass me the key back. All right? So I pass
it. The key from you. And key goes into the lock. Okay, I got it.
Pass back. All right, these lot are good to go. And then I turn
you.
Back. Turn back to the other cage, and I want to basically do the same thing.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. You come over, and once again, you pass the key through, and the villager. "I got it."
Take it. Hop back onto the bank. I'm going to head over to the last two cages.
Okay.
And yeah, so what I want to do is I want to do the same thing. Or even just unlock them.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can do that, I'm going to turn to Zodza. Always make a choice. Yeah?
Zodza nods.
I am going to grab one of my scalpels and just shank a pirate.
Oh my god. Okay. So yeah, you get over to the cages and the you use the same tack and they manage to unlock it, and then you turn to this pirate and say, they looking alright then, Doctor?
They are looking wonderful. Unfortunately, I do have some bad news.
What's that?
You're suffering from internal bleeding.
Let's out this scream. It stumbles backwards and then
so good.
Chaos.
Yes.
There's utter chaos as all of the pirates, they turn and draw their swords, and then as you're like, as like brought into this this like just sea of bodies as they swarm in around you, you see appearing out of like seemingly nowhere, there's Rizzy and Manda and Shyev as they appear in the square as well.
How? Oh my lord!
Okay, we are going to move over to Imelda. As you're squeezing through, I'm going to get you to make an acrobatics check.
Okay. That's fine.
God, please. So stressed.
Oh, hey.
18. Squeezing through, and then you, as you stumble. tiny little pop, and this big meaty hand just slams against the bars as you stumble backwards, and Smelly Belly looks up at him and goes just hisses at him and then turns around and sprays him, and he's like,
with her anal glands.
Yes.
Okay, I think that I can see him right there, and can I hear what's happening on the deck? Potentially?
Not from down here. You're pretty deep in the...
All right, so as far as I'm concerned, everything's...
It's going fine.
Everything's going fine. So I think... Okay, first things first. Is there any exit from here to, like, just be able to jump off the ship?
You're below deck. So there's no cannon holes down here. There's no... Yeah, you'd have to go up a level at least.
Okay, well, that's later Amalda's problem. So I think I just kind of go... do that.
Yeah.
It. And then I just run around, and you know when you like walk down a grocery aisle and you just stick your hand out and just everything falls in.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing. I'm just like ching, 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 just putting as much as I can in the bag of holding.
Just loading it up. Swords, muskets, spears, everything. And this pirate, he just paces back and forth. Just looks at you and says,
"So, how you think you're going to get out of there then? Because I'm not going anywhere."
Okay. So I do all that, and then here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna look him in the eyes. Do I see any keys on him?
Yes.
I do see keys on him.
Around his belt, there's this key ring.
Okay.
He just leans up against one of the pillars and just watches you about 10 feet from the cage.
Okay. Here's what I'm gonna try. I'm going to look him in the eyes in my sweetest little girl voice. I'm going to say, "Now, why don't you unlock the door and then walk up to see what's happening above boards?" I'm going to cast Suggestion.
Yeah.
I have to do a Wisdom save 14.
Okay. Come on now. Come on now.
Here we go. I'm going to roll this in front of the...
Please.
Wisdom is -1 for this fella.
Love
please,
that.
Please.
Hey!
Great!
He looks down at you, his brow creased. Yeah, you're right.
Oh my god.
Not about it, but I'm coming back!
Oh, no, I'll be here for you.
Don't
you know
you
what?
Go anywhere.
Absolutely.
We're coming straight back.
Oh, we have an appointment, you
soon
and
as I find out what's going on there.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Little butterflies and mushrooms are circling around
his
head.
That's like the finger thing with his eyes.
Points at his eyes, points at my eyes.
And then he just starts walking away.
And he unlocks the door like a gentleman.
Yep.
And as he walks up the thing, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to run back up the stairs. And I would have seen this as I was going down.
Mm-hmm.
The first level where there was any kind of window.
Yep.
What I'm doing is I'm chugging the water breathing potion
nice.
As I'm running up the stairs. First window I see, I kind of shove Smelly Belly and dog's heads right down, do it tight on my back, and just go, whee!
Yeah. You dive through the window and
straight into the water.
That was
bloody successful.
That was so successful. Oh, considering! We needed a win.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm just swimming to the shore.
An
moment, Archie. I'll say that you're like, you pull out, you have like daggers on you.
Yeah, right?
You just start cutting through the knots as all of the crew are free at this point, and the pirates are just they're completely overwhelmed here. And I'll say like they're like, you have the space to now talk to Captain Tomar.
Yeah, I'm going to give a dagger to one of our crew members and say, release the rest of you.
Yep.
And run over to Captain Tomar. I'm just going to grab the pint or whatever he's holding, the tankard, and just throw it on the ground.
Yeah.
Listen, mate, we don't have much time, okay? I understand that you're grieving. Grieving is a very complicated process for everyone. But the town is in terrible danger from the pirates. You know who killed your son? The pirates. Do you want vengeance? You want revenge?
Looks at you. Looks over to one of the pirates who's lying on the floor, as Mace is just standing over. What are you saying to this pirate that you've just knocked clean out?
I'm punctuating everything I say with punches and being like,
pirating is bad. Don't kill people. This is it's important, okay?
Every syllable.
Looks over to this pirate on the floor being pummeled by Mace.
Taste my justice.
Your team, your badges. They won't do anything unless you lead them. This town needs you.
You see that he doesn't take his eyes off this pirate, and you look over. What is he looking at? And you see there's this beautifully made axe at this pirate's like hilt, and it has this like quartz stone, brilliant white at the end of it. And the axe itself has like this engraving of like a badger.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'm going to walk over. I'm going to mage hand, actually.
Yeah.
Nice. Just for cool effect.
Mace fights the mage hand for it.
No, this is a really nice axe, and it's mine,
Mace,
and I beat this
Mace,
pirate.
I need it right now, okay?
You have to give me something else. Something in return. Come on. Give me something.
I throw the wig on. I'll give you a kiss later, Mace.
It was never work between us. I'm sorry, Carlos. No. You're a great girl.
Whilst Mace is distracted, I'm going to get the mage hand to tug the axe.
Sneaky.
Okay, yeah, so you pull the axe back, and it lands in front of the captain, and he puts his hand on it.
You're right. I killed my son.
And he stands up and takes the axe.
I go, that's my man! And then I'm going to turn around and just shoot off an Eldritch Blast into a pirate.
The pair of you, led by, with Captain Tomark at your side, and all of the crew, come rushing out of the tap house. And
I've got Tomark on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Going,
the badges are back! The badges are back!
And as you are...
He's
like,
vomiting.
Just spewing up everywhere. the villagers that you pass by on Little Sister, they all like they start to rally around you as they see
nice.
Like, Captain Tomark's back. Tomark is back, and they start following you down towards the bridge.
Nice.
And you step onto the bridge, and it's like pirates at one side as they're like coming towards you, and all of these villagers and crew and Captain Tomark at the other side.
I say, everyone, Adventurers Affiliated, AA for short, or
fight your way across the bridge. You come back to the Salt Wharf where this like total chaos is like unfurled. Amalda, you've like scrambled back up onto the wharf itself. And these you're like, all of you are fighting together now against these pirates.
Incredible.
And I think I pop up and I go, I did it, Missy! Oh, no.
And there's a moment of pause as you are like, you're all sort of forced back to one side as these pirates say, all like snarling at you. And then the crowd parts and Captain Morpheus steps through. And Zortak behind him, Tortle. Whoops. And then you're joined by Mace and Archie and Captain Tomark. And you see a few of the villagers, they seem to be more well-armed than the others, and they are wearing these, like, white, like, they have these, like, white little patches that they've, like, stuck onto themselves, rallying behind Captain Tomark now. And Morpheus steps forward. He says,
So, just going to fight it out on the wharf until one of our sides are all dead. Is that how we want this to go? I will give you choices. 3. Because I don't believe in binaries. Choice
That's
number
so
one.
Open-minded.
Wow.
Let me just take a moment to.
Wow.
Choice number
Queer
one.
Yeah.
You all join my crew. And we take this fighting that we do here to the Empire. We make them suffer. We bleed them dry. We pillage their trade routes. We do what they have done to us, to all of you, for so many years now. Option number 2. You 5. You leave the town. We finish our business here, and you have my word that no harm will come to these people. Well, number 3, we stay here. And we fight. And more of us die.
Morphrus, from what I heard in the inn, I don't think you're brave enough to fight against the Empire. It's you're just playing the game. But I don't believe that option 1 is a real option. As for option 2, I don't think there'll be any way you could get rid of us. We're not going to leave this village to fend for itself. So that leaves us with option 3, and I don't know about you, but I'm feeling sparky.
The doors to the cages all swing open.
I'm out of open the bag.
Take your pick!
Just the shower. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh,
you're gonna
everyone's like,
whoa,
running
whoa,
around.
Whoa. Hey, put your hand up if you think this Captain Morpheus guy likes the sound of his voice too much.
Yeah!
And we're gonna have to end the session there. Folks, that's episode 50
in the books.
Wild ride.
What a crazy
that was a journey.
I'm sweating. It's like hotter in here than
I had to take my jacket off. I was panic sweating so much.
Oh my God. Folks, thank you so much for being with us on this incredible ride. We're 50 episodes of the official story in.
Wow.
Diggity shit.
Which is just, it's just amazing. I can't believe we've done it. And here's to another 50, hey?
I can't believe we've done this.
It really does mean, it means the world to us, to all of you who listen out there to this podcast every week. We just, like, we have a blast every time we come in here, and we hope you do as well. And it just is, it's dizzying, the idea that people, like follow along with this adventure and involve
spend
themselves
their free
in it.
Time
spend their
listening
free time
to us.
Listening to us. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we have 2 ways of doing that. You can either DM us on Instagram, which Jess will give you the handle for in a moment. We also have our email address as well, which is thedirty20podcast@gmail.com. You can find it in the episode description too. We would love to hear from you. And yeah, we want to know who you are and how you fit into all of this, because you are just as much of the podcast as we all are as well. Thank you so much to all of the fantastic royalty-free artists who we've used today. Thank you to Tabletop Audio, Michael Gelfi, and Sorco Soundscapes. You can check them out on YouTube and tabletopaudio.com and Spotify.
And thank you to the artists who have done our beautiful visual art. So that's at Lauren Elise Art and at Ninja Drinking Tea, who did our logo and also our character portraits, and also Ornate Flight, who did our cover image for Dirty Talks. And if you want to see this stuff, check us out
on Instagram at Dirty20Podcast. And like Fraser said, please message us. We want to hear from you. We want to see your reactions. We
want
to see.
We want Manda fan art.
We want yeah. Manda fan art. I bet she looks
a request.
So old.
I want to see like biceps.
7 foot
bulging.
3.
Yeah. Like rippling abs is what I envision.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, I want to thank Henry, but a different Henry.
Oh,
okay.
I see.
I want to thank
Henry Cavill.
I want to thank all Henrys other than the Henry.
Other than the one we should thank.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
And if you like half a century of the Dirty 20 podcast, you can tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Whoa. 50 episodes. Oh my God. Whoa.